Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Last night, specifically, when you have trust in certain guys in the rotation, all of a sudden he completely falls apart.
Yeah.
Now, this guy is not a rookie any longer. He's been around. He's made a lot of starts. He's not a 40-year-old veteran, but he's someone who should be able to handle a rain delay and does, at least for the beginning of the game. But to not be able to throw a strike, have the ability to throw a strike and then lose his entire command off a night where everybody's celebrating and a 6-run lead,
yeah,
where you're thinking this might be the catalyst. I mean, that was one of the most disappointing moments for me. Maybe it's because we're having so much fun and I came back to this crap. But honestly, him falling apart after the big win, after Alonso's 6-run lead, was one of the more, I'm not going to say most, one of the more disappointing moments of the season for me, because of when it happened and how it happened.
And so bizarre that they, you know, you've got Gelbs and Ron Darling on the field, you've got Keith and Gary in the booth, and they're opening that inning, and for a good portion of it, they're talking about the Met pitching troubles and the fact that they don't throw first pitch strikes and they walk too many guys, and that's the inning that David Peterson decides not to be able to throw a strike. And he's one of the guys that, you know, we talked about him, you know, after last year going into this season. Like, to me, he, forget Kodai Senga, because to me, Senga just doesn't pitch enough. Like, I looked at David Peterson as the ace of the staff. I really do. But last night was, if there's one guy you expect to give you 6-7 innings, or at least hope can give you 6-7 innings on a team, where if a starter goes 5, we're celebrating, like, you know, it's Sandy Koufax back in the day, is David Peterson. And to be given that lead, the moment, how many times so far this season have we said that Citi Field is alive? It feels different. The night they had the night before, we were watching it in California. They had it on at the restaurant we were at, and it was awesome. And the Alonso home run, and they're celebrating it. And then to come back and to shell Carrasco like they did, the Soto home run, you know, what's his name? Alonso starts it with the hit with runners in scoring position, bases loaded. Everything was set up to be, all right, we're turning the corner here. We're going to beat down the Braves a little bit. And then to get beat down like they did, there's not even words for it.
Yeah. I mean, and it is, I don't know if ironic is the right word, but last year, and people tend to forget, but last year when the Mets were going really well, people weren't showing up to the games. And the Mets were talking about it. Steve Cohen was talking about it. I remember specifically Brandon Nimmo was talking about it. We need you guys here. We're in a pennant race. And, of course, everybody showed up, and they go on this amazing run. This year, the fans are there, and the team's not.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and I understand they played much better at Citi Field than they have on the road. I mean,
not recently.
But yeah, overall in the course of the season, but you're right, not recently. I haven't played well anywhere recently. But, I mean, this just these large losing streaks, like 12 out of 14 and then 7 out of 9 and all this stuff. It's just, it's so disconcerting. And, you know, bad, we always talk about the bad football around here, and I feel like one of the things that we'd always say is, you know, when the defense has a good game, well, then the offense doesn't have a good game, and then the offense doesn't have a good defense have a good game. But with the Mets, I mean, it's been two different seasons in the sense of when they were going really well, the pitching lab was the greatest thing in the world, yeah, and they couldn't hit, but they were still winning games. And now they're starting to hit the baseball again, and the starting pitching's as atrocious as you could possibly have for a team that's in a playoff spot with a payroll where they have a payroll.
No doubt.
And I didn't hear it, but a listener sent it to me on X. I'll hat tip to a Joe Beningo line where he said, "The pitching lab is starting to look like the lab in Wuhan, China," which I thought was a good line. But it's gross. That the starting pitching for a team that currently has a playoff spot is as bad as any team that's got a winning record that maybe I've ever seen in my life.
Well, they're one of the worst right now. I think it's one of the worst pitching staffs in baseball.
It's got to be,
like, ERA. I don't know. Well, I mean, maybe Chicago, maybe Colorado, but beyond that, I mean, you find me a team that walks more batters.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's brutal. And for Reed Garrett to come in, and David Peterson gets all the blame for sure, You got to give up the home run. Like, you got to give up the grand. I mean, come on. It's a Michael Harris.
Yeah.
Everything, top to bottom, pitching-wise, is a disaster with this team right now.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, you hear these decisions. You should have gone here. You should have gone there. You know, I'm hearing a guy driving in who wants Paul Blackburn to be the first guy out of the bullpen as opposed to Reed Garrett. You hadn't seen Blackburn in forever. And then you hear all the Yankee fans complaining about Boone. And, you know, should it be De Los Santos? Should it be Weaver? Should it be that? I mean, at this point, for the Mets at least, I mean, I barely trust anybody.
I agree with that.
With a baseball in their hand on the mound.
Yeah.
And it's really up to the players. It's up to these guys. You know, it's up to the stuff that happens, I think, away from the games to figure this out that's more important. So then when you have somebody coming out of the bullpen, like, think about it. We weren't talking about managerial decisions in the beginning of the year when everybody was pitching well in the starting rotation and the guys in the bullpen were doing their job, too. It didn't matter. Nobody was like, oh, Carlos Mendoza brought in the wrong guy. It never happened because everybody, at least 90% of the guys that were on the mound, you had trust in, and now 100% of the guys who take the mound, you don't.
None. Absolutely none. And you're right. I mean, you know, obviously the Yankees are a different story, but, you know, if you're going to complain about the decision last night, well, you know, now I would have been one. I'm not going to sit here and lie. I would have been one going back and watching I picked it up this morning in the sixth inning. You know, I went back, I watched the fifth inning. I'm probably one that keeps the starter in. And I understand the whole point of, well, you don't want to go through the order again. Okay, well, the first batter that saw, the first pitcher that saw Buxton gives up the hit. Now, Volpe almost made a great play. And again, another play where a really good first baseman picks that ball. He might have been safe anyway, but you get the point. I'm just not so quick to just bring these other guys in because you don't know what you're getting. Schlittler was doing a nice job last night. Point is, you're right. Whether it's this guy, that guy, this guy, if they don't do their job, the manager's an idiot. They do their job, then they did their job. And by the way, the other part of that, too, is you mentioned the pitching lab. Boy, all we heard about was Jeremy Hefner earlier in the season. Now, not so much anymore.
Yeah.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And last year, he deserved all the credit. And David Stearns and everybody there in the front office deserved the credit. Beginning of this year, they deserved the credit. And there were heaps of praise on the Mets and what they were doing. And they were doing it again and getting these scrap heap guys and figuring it out. And now what you have is not just like a step back. I mean, it's one giant leap for the Mets in their pitching lab. I mean, think about it. I mean, Montas, total disaster. Yep. Clay Holmes falling off the face of the earth. You've had injuries to other guys. Kodai Senga, unless everything is absolutely perfect, can't be a good pitcher. I mean, it's amazing. Unless he's completely healthy, feels 100% perfect, it's the right amount of rest, then you might get a good outing out of him. Otherwise, he'll go 3 1/3. It'll be 4 earned runs. He'll come out and say, you know, I just didn't feel like myself. Which reminds me, almost not as bad as that Jacob DeGrom before his contract.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
It's like,
yeah.
You know, he would get pulled out of games. We would worry about injuries. It's not like that with Senga, but it's almost like everything's got to be completely perfect for him to perform. So, you know, basically where you're at now is just trusting the unknown and knowing that we can't predict the future. That's, if you're a Mets fan who thinks that this team still has an opportunity to win in the postseason and bring home the first World Series championship since 1986, which is what we were expecting they'd be competing for at the beginning of the season, what you're trusting is that you can't predict the future and stuff happens and teams just turn around for no reason. Because the data that they have given us up until this point says that they suck and they're not going anywhere.
Well, the way both teams have played the last couple of months, think about where these two teams came from. So the Yankees had, what was it, a 6.5 game lead, 7.5 game lead atop the AL East. They're far below that now, and obviously not in first place anymore and haven't been in a while. The Mets were 20-something games over 500 and right now fighting with the Reds for the final wild card spot in the National League. And I'm with you. They suck right now. The Yankees, now I know they won 2 out of 3 for Minnesota. I get it. They're off to St. Louis this weekend. That said, not great. Like I have zero confidence in either team right now. Now, I also wouldn't be shocked if both teams went on 7-game winning streaks, but you gotta show it to us first. Capable of it, yes, but it has just been an utter disaster pretty much since Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I just don't know, like, where does it stop?
I don't know.
With the Mets starting pitching. Like, that is, if David Peterson, who is the most trustworthy guy in the rotation, can have the meltdown that he had last night with all the momentum in the world.
Yep.
That's the most momentum that this franchise has had in a good 2 months, coming off that big win against Atlanta and the Alonso celebration and then being up 6-0, you know, after the first two innings last night. And to blow that up himself, I mean, I don't know where it ends.
And it's also the way it gets blown up. I mean, walking all the guys, you're walking the bases loaded. I know there was a base hit mixed in, but like the walks are just you're killing yourself.
I mean, you don't want to say like yips or anything, it wasn't that bad, but like he lost his arm slot or whatever. He couldn't figure it out. He couldn't get back on track. You know, and then you got Senga pitching today. Tonight, rather, it's tonight, right? Not today. It's not a getaway game. It's tonight.
I thought it was 7:10.
7:10. It is tonight. Right. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, tonight. So you got him pitching, but like what? What's your expectation?
Tooth extraction.
Right. I mean, but like, honestly, gonna walk some guys. Probably gonna have like 90 pitches after 3 1/3, yeah, and have to come out of the game, and then you get, you know, slop fest USA again, trotting out of the bullpen.
You might.
I mean, I that's what you expect.
That is what I'm not saying he's not a good pitcher. He is, but he has a million pitches to get through 5 innings. And it is a tooth extraction. I mean, there are those out there that say injuries are coming from the pitch clock. Nonsense. The pitch clock has helped baseball give you some sort of rhythm. Could you imagine if there was we go back to no pitch clock,
no,
and this guy's on the mound? Oh my God. He's tough to watch. He's just tough to watch. It's, I guess if you're going 5 innings, you're not giving up any runs, I guess, but he hasn't been that either. So what do I expect tonight? To be honest, I expect the Braves to go out and win the series. That's what I expect.
Really?
Them.
Yeah, I know.
Sadly.
I mean, yeah, and they're so bad.
I know they are.
They're just so
bad. They got a guy.
Bad.
What's his name, Mike? Nacho Alvarez? What the hell's his name?
Nacho Alvarez Jr.
What the
Junior.
Hell? What is a Nacho Alvarez? Like, I'm watching the game. I'm at a loss for words because the talent that these two teams have, and I know the Yankees are beat up, I understand that. And I know Judge is coming back from the injury, so it takes him some time to get going. I understand that too. But when I see a team that's got Cody Bellinger, when I see a team that's got Trent Grisham hitting big home runs like he hit the other night, when I see Judge Stanton having really a really good season since he's come back from injury and got his season underway, when I see Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, once, this should not be happening at the clip it's happening.
Yeah, and I think that's what, if you're holding on to hope, that's what you're holding on to, is there's so many good players, and we've seen it happen before, and there is still a lot of time. You could, you know, you
for
see
sure.
You see teams that have a horrible month that followed up by a month where it seems like they can't lose. But the point is that There's nothing pointing to that turnaround other than the fact that we can't predict the future.
I agree with that, because look what happened to the Dodgers. Like, would anybody have thought that the Dodgers would have fallen off the way that they have and that they wouldn't be in first place right now, and that the Padres would have leapfrogged them? Early on, the Giants looked like a really good team. Now they're very average at best. What's gone on with the Cubs? The Reds are almost in playoff position. Like, when the Tigers, who were running away with Major League Baseball and into the where everybody thought, you know, a month ago, the Tigers were pretty much your World Series team in the American League, a 13-game lead. You look up now, and here comes Cleveland, who had a 12-game losing streak. And now they don't lose. The Brewers are whatever it is, 30, 40 games. It has been wacky. And you can't figure it out. And I agree with exactly what you just said. Until they play the games, you can't predict anything in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the only thing that really would be something you could point to, if you're like, oh, this team will turn around because so-and-so's coming back from injury, or once they get this guy back, that guy back. I mean, neither team really has that guy in the wings that you're waiting to come back. So, it's a situation of blind faith right now. I mean, that's what it is. It's a situation of blind faith and hope. And I know there's, you know, you could look at all the numbers you want and you're, oh man, you know, things will turn around because of the hard hit rate or whatever the hell else or this or that. There is nothing about this Mets starting pitching anywhere deep in any sort of number that's going to make you feel like they're going to figure it out other than them just doing it.
Exactly.
So just start with Kodai Senga tonight and then let's start moving in the right direction. Maybe they start feeding off each other. I don't know. But it is as bad as I've ever seen in a team. Like we've seen some horrible baseball around here, some horrible Mets teams. The starting pitching on this team that still has a playoff spot with this type of payroll, with this type of expectation, is the worst I've seen in that bubble.
Sure.
They're not supposed to be this bad right now.
And when you look at the way they've put the pitching together, when it works, you laud them like, wow. Because I don't love paying pitchers $40 million a year when they pitch every fifth day and usually have a stint on the IL at some point in the season. But when it looks like this, you go back to, is this really what they're going to go into the season with? And it has looked like that last 2 months.
And we trusted them last year and going into this year. Well, I shouldn't say we
learned.
We earned the trust.
Correct.
Last year, and then going into this year, I said I'm not going to complain about what the rotation looks like on paper because
it started great,
and then now it's as bad. It's bottom of the barrel.
Crab Central.
Yes, Crab Central spot.